Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon, your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God to be alive to see this beautiful day. And I know you thank God for being alive as well. I truly thank God for His righteousness and His glory through His Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And I know that Almighty looked down upon us and merciful because of His Son, Jesus Christ. Now this morning, I would like to say a short prayer. And I hope that those who are listening, I hope this prayer will help you throughout the day. Heavenly Father, we truly thank God for your word this morning. We truly thank God for you because we come before you to repent whatever we say or do. If we have committed sin before your eyes, we ask you to please forgive us for our sin. Father, we do not want to let you down, but we want to please you in your eyesight. Teach us to walk rightly before you. Teach us to know your word and to understand your word. Let us use your word to be a blessing to others. And Father, we ever give you the glory, ever give you the praise in your precious name through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And truly, we do want God to be merciful to us. But one thing about it, God expects us to be obedient to Him because we are His children. We are His disciples, and most of all, we are a witness because of His Son, Jesus Christ. This morning, I would like to read in the book of Joel, the second chapter. And see, God gave Joel a prophetic word for us today as a church, letting us know of the signs that is coming forth. And we already seen the signs as we speak. And I truly thank God for it. That God right now through His Son Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is opening our eyes to let us know we need to prepare ourselves of the things that's coming upon this earth. Because Jesus said in the book of Matthew that this generation is not going anywhere until all these things shall be fulfilled. And we are that generation, and we have the generation that is coming forth that will see the things that's taking place on this earth. So in the book of Joel, it says, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong there have not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is at the Garden of Eden, before them and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them." And then I go down the sixth verse. "Before their face the people shall be much pain. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his way. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run up upon the walls. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that execute his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Now, people will read this here, praise God, of the word of God. But you know, sometimes people don't want to hear about judgment. They like to hear things that twist their ears, their itching ears. They want words to be comfort. Yes, we know we got to have the word to comfort us. But we need to come to reality and to realize that the Lord is letting us know of the great day of judgment. It's not going to be the ears that people want to hear, the twitching and the itching ear. It's going to be a word that will shake them and will wake them up. And the Lord God is raising up a prophet in these last days. And they will speak what thus say the Lord. Like in the book of Jeremiah, in the book of Daniel, in the book of Isaiah, and all those major prophets that God designed was able to bring forth the word. And the same way with the minor prophets as well, God had gave them vision and showing them what about to take place in the last days. A lot of time, my brothers and sisters, people don't want to tell them what's going to happen because they say, oh, she's talking about doomsday. No, come to reality, like I said again. We need to face reality because of the thing is about to take place. As you turn your radio on, as you turn on your television, you see all the chaos around the world. Not only one place, but around the world. People's lives are being taken. People's lives have been shattered. People's lives have been in devastation and chaos. They don't know who to believe and who to turn to. But I truly thank God for the Almighty and His Son, Yeshua, that's Jesus Christ, is letting us know we need to put on that armor that He told us, to put on the whole armor of God, that we be able to stand against everything that is placing upon this earth. We are living in these last days, my brothers and sisters, and that's the reason why we need to understand what Joel is saying, that God gave Joel a vision about what to take place. And now I'm going to read on what it says here in the 12th verse of 2nd Joel. Therefore also now, says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Now, a lot of times we as a people of God, we don't fast like we should. But we need to start fasting and praying than ever before. Because in that day, you will be able to turn down your plate. You don't have no choice but to turn down your plate and to seek the Lord more earnestly and diligently as much as you can. Because of the time that we are living in. Keep in mind that Antichrist is going to set up his kingdom. And we who not watching and praying and seeking God for wisdom and direction, you will fall right into the hands of the Antichrist. And that's the reason why we need to stay focused and knowing the move of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to learn how to discern of what's about to take place. We need to learn how to discern the Lord's body. As Paul said, we need to learn how to do that. And now it says, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness and repentance of him the evil. In 15, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breath, let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Now, Joel, I thank God, when on the 28th verse, it says that Joel, when the Lord gave Joel this vision of this revelation of this prophetic pertaining to us as a church today. And he said, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, that's Yeshua, shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Yes, it will be that day that a thing will take place. It will really terrify some people who are not anchored in God. But those who are believers, who trust in God through prayer and fasting, prep themselves, close themselves in Jesus, it will be nothing new. Because why? You already had that encounter with the Lord thy God. In the last day, it's going to be a church, praise God, that the Lord going to pour out his spirit. People are going to be slain in the spirit. And then when they are in the deep spirit, praise God, they're going to see the things of God going to show to them in the last day, prophecy. They're going to receive this and they're going to see it. And then when they come out of their spiritual sleep, praise God. I mean, they're not dead, but in their spiritual sleep, praise God, they're going to warn the church of what's about to take place. My brothers and sisters, we know that we are in that time, that we really need to do some fasting and praying and seeking the Lord than more than ever before. But I do want to share this. And it says, watch the sign and read the word. Read the word and watch the sign. These are the things that the prophet saw in moving pictures way back there. These things were seen 2,700 years ago. A day with the Lord is on a little while. 1,000 years only a day. We are the people on the stage of action. Today we will be in this great army of slaughter and blood. All saints will be taken out, those who will become saints here on the earth today. This generation will never die until Jesus comes. Some of these living here tonight will never see them until they see the Son of God coming in glory. And I truly thank God for Jesus. May God bless you and keep you in his perfect will. God bless.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.